Hello and welcome to Award Show Eve. That is today. The weather is really nice, so I have a window open. I apologize if that is distracting you. But it really shouldn't, because today we're talking about something that's super trendy. Hello. Don't look up, anybody. This is one of the movies that has, you know, constantly been on my, you know, oh, you better watch this. You know, like when you log into Netflix, it's like, oh, this is it. This is the good one. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll watch it. But I'll wait until I have to record a podcast. I'm not just gonna willy-nilly watch a movie. Especially with a 55% tomato meter read. Hello. But the audience score said 77. And I was like, okay. All right. So this is one of those... I'm in a loosey-goosey mood. Because the weather's nice and... You know. Why not? Tomorrow's the big day, right? New Year's Eve. 2021 comes to an end. Podcast comes to an end. And then it will rise like a phoenix from the ashes and become something new and intoxicate the world. That's the whole point, right? All right. So with the 55%, you would figure it's not going to be that good. But I won't know that until I watch it, because my opinions are bound to be different than everybody else's. My only issue is that it's 2 hours and 18 minutes. That's my biggest issue. But I have to give it a chance. This is my hobby. I gotta take it seriously. So what I'm gonna do is I'm going to watch 36-ish minutes of the movie. And then I'll come back, I'll give you my opinion, and I'll leave again. And then I'll tell you what I thought. You get my live reaction. Now, this being a new film for the year, it is eligible, of course, for the Film Gauge Awards tomorrow at 6 p.m., you would think with a cast like this, it would have a good chance, but you never know. It apparently is not as loved as my Netflix is telling me it is. So my Netflix is lying to me. So I don't really know what to think, but I do know that I'm going to forge my own path, and I watch this movie on my own terms. And I'm going to watch it right now. On Award Show Eve. New Year's Eve Eve. December 30th, 2021. That is when I'm going to dip my toe in the pool and see if this movie is as bad as the critics say and as good as the audience says. All right. So you're going to hear, 5 seconds of music. Please remember, that is 36 minutes for me, okay? It's not, if I come back a different person, it's because it's been way longer for me than you. So it's important that you understand that, because if you don't, you'd be like, what happened to this guy? Because I remember, what was I watching? I was watching one movie like that. I was doing a show like this, and I came back a broken man. A broken man. And that happens. It does. Movies affect people. All right, so I'm going to press play. You can press play if you're watching with me. And I will see you back here in 36 minutes. But for me, it's going to be way longer because, for you it's 5 seconds. For me it's... unless you're watching with me. All right, 3, 2, 1, go. Well, I'm back. I had to close the window. It started raining. But I still got to watch the movie, 36 minutes at least. And I'm at the point where they're getting ready to go on to be interviewed. And I will say this. I think Tyler Perry is so funny. Which might lose me a few hundred people listening to the show. And that's fine. That's fine. I'm not afraid to admit it. That I think he is very funny and very talented. And his character is very good in this. Even though it may be brief. And, you know, I'm trying to find some flaws here. You know, the way the film is directed, I truly do appreciate. It kind of goes back to other films I've talked about this year. I think I would actually compare it to... it doesn't really have any comparison. It's pretty unique. And that's a word I like. You know that, if you've listened at all. Unique is one of my fun words I like. And Leonardo DiCaprio, let me just go on a little bit of a tangent here. So when I was entering the Film Gauge Awards, right, which is what is tomorrow, the Film Gauge Awards, to me, I mean, there were people that I thought would be best for Best Female Actor, Best Male Actor awards, and the first names that come to your head, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio is probably up there. However, Don Cheadle amazed me, and Will Smith, as always, amazed me this year. Just wonderful performances. And I'm going to kind of do, you know, I have to take the whole thing. You gotta remember the performance from start to finish. If you're really looking into this movie so far, just based off the way it was done, it has nominations in three categories so far, in my opinion. Maybe four. I'm going to go with four, which is huge. That's a huge accomplishment in my mind to have four nominations for a Film Gauge Award just by watching the first 36 minutes. And I'm not even at the dramatic parts I've seen in trailers. So, definitely feel that Leonardo DiCaprio has a shot to win. Especially if once we get to those scenes I've seen in the trailers and clips, yada yada. So, this is a tough one. I really thought it was going to be Will Smith versus Don Cheadle in my mind, you know, as to who would win Best Actor. But, I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio has a very natural way of looking at things. You know, when we look at movies, it should be a window into a time in someone's life, right? Unless it's a comedy or, you know, something that takes place outside of reality, or at least that film's reality. This movie obviously has its own reality. But I don't know. I feel like he's giving too much and not enough at the same time. And I think that might actually hurt come award time, which is tomorrow. I'm watching this one a little late. I feel bad because it is pretty good. But it's not great yet. So let's get to that great point. We'll see if it happens in the additional hour and 34 minutes I have. It can't get any worse, I wouldn't think. You know, it can't get bad. It's the pacing's very good. You know, there's a few elements that I don't care for, but that would go towards best screenplay, losing that. Which made it a 3-4 kind of split in my mind as to what it would be nominated for. However, so far so good. I'm not sure where the 55% comes in, but I'll read those reviews at the end of the program. Right now, I'm going to disappear into a fade of music, and I will emerge fully viewed of the film. I am wording things so bad today. I am scatterbrained because I have to get all these envelopes made, and I'm waiting until the last day, you know, for certain so I'm scratching stuff out. I watch movies prior to recording this that I missed, you know, things that went under the radar. I didn't even get to do episodes on them. I just kind of, all right, what is this? Okay, let's watch it. Oh boy, that's awful. You know, I still try to sit through it. I might be doing something else while I'm watching it if it's bad. But it doesn't, I'm still watching it. Okay? Still watching it. I might not be giving it 110%, which is not a real thing. I'll give it like 70%, 60. Well, 65%. This movie I'm giving 100. I'm giving 100%. And so far so good. We shall see. Obviously things are going to take a turn in the film. Because it's taking a turn in the film's reality, right? So, let's see if we go on that journey together and take, you know, if the comet's coming, let it come. I'll be right back. 3, 2, 1, go. Bravo. What a move. This is good. Why is this 55%? Hold on. I got to pull up the reviews. Come on. 55%. Give me a break. New York Magazine, quote, McKay's movies are not particularly pointed in their satire and, as time has gone on, have increasingly settled into their preferred form of harangue. Harangue. So, I don't have to look that word up. Harangue is, obviously, it's a form of language, right? It is a critical speech. So you have a speech, right? Above speech, you would have a lecture. Lecture is a little bit more like, oh yeah, I'll tell you this. And then above lecture is harangue. So, in no way was this movie like, I guess you could use the term preachy or something. It's just a movie. You know? Calm down. I appreciate a little harangue now and then. I have to give my kids a harangue later. To tell them to pick up after themselves. We're a harangue household. So in no way am I anti-harangue. Real views, quote, despite a to-die-for cast and a seemingly can't-miss premise, Don't Look Up is a failure on too many levels, and although the viewing numbers may satisfy Netflix, it's a shock to see such a high-profile film self-destruct. I don't think I've ever heard a positive review from them. What did they do that was so wrong? Too many levels. I thought it was directed good. I thought it was edited good. I mean, the acting, pretty much after I quit recording, after 36 minutes, was just like nonstop great acting. And yeah, the viewing numbers are good. But the viewing numbers are good because the movie's good. You can't give a movie a 50% like that. Let's find something positive. U.S. Weekly, quote, please ignore that instruction, or else you'll miss out on a sharp, it hurts satire that skewers our current state of politics, technology, and celebrity culture within the context of an asteroid headed to Earth. It is a satire. I've never seen a satire with that good of acting. Hello? So it's more than a satire. You know, it's bigger than that. Oh, a bunch of negatives. Hold on, let me read this one positive, then I'll read all these negatives. Negative New York Times, quote. I'm just kidding, it's positive. Quote, in the end, McKay isn't doing much more in this movie than yelling at us. But then, we do deserve it. We do. More harangue. Rolling Stone, quote, Don't Look Up is a blunt instrument in lieu of a sharp razor. And while McKay may believe that we're long past subtlety, it doesn't mean that one man's wake-up sheeple howl into the abyss is funny or insightful or even watchable. This is not a prediction movie, okay? It's not. It is a movie. I am not somebody who talks about, you know, news, politics, different causes, right? I just talk about movies. And I watch movies for their story. And if they want to harangue at me all day, I just ignore it. In no way did I think the movie was telling a sheeple, like myself, to wake up with their howl, because I don't care what exactly is the message. I missed it. Salon.com, quote, Don't Look Up makes a few decent points. Like what? It's just a movie. And gets a chuckle or two. Oh, two's not bad. You know, when I go for a satire film, I want at least two chuckles. Wall Street Journal, quote, The premise is squandered in a slapdash scattershot send-up that turns almost everyone into nincompoops. Trivializes everything it touches, oozes with self-delight, and becomes part of the babble and yammer it portrays. Wow. There are a lot of words in that review that are no longer part of any culture's language. Nincompoops. I haven't heard the word nincompoop. I don't even know. 35 years. Nincompoop? Oh, boy. The Wall Street Journal is really on the pulse there. Sydney Morning Herald, quote, The black comic aspects of this gloomy paradox are never fully realized. I kept wishing that it had fallen into the hands of Armando Iannucci, the death of Stalin and Veep. A social satirist with all the gifts to make it work. Now, I love his work. Don't get me wrong. I love Veep, you know. But it is way more of a satire than this, right? I mean, this was the satire that everyone is talking about in these reviews is so minimal. Like, it shouldn't even be part of the conversation, you know? Like, we have characters that, you know, I guess you could say the newsroom thing is satire. You could say that the things in the Oval Office and the Situation Room are satire. But I don't think it would have worked with a Veep-like structure. You know, it's a totally different thing. And the acting is obviously, you can't have acting this good in, like, Veep. It's just a different thing. Anyway. Newsday, quote, There's nothing more excruciating than watching very famous people work entirely too hard to be funny. Okay. Am I the only one that watched it like it was a movie? You know? There are satires, current satires, current mockumentaries available on Netflix. Okay, they just came out. Why don't you watch that? This was just a movie. It's not like this was like Scary Movie, you know, playing off of horror films. This is like a movie with some exaggerated characters that I guess you could label satirical, but I mean, just watch it for what it is. I am just really shocked. I have to find, hold on. I have to scroll really far down to find a positive one. Oh no. I guess it is a parody, according to everyone, even the positive. The Australian, quote, "This 145-minute political corporate media parody shows that in the right hand, satire still lives. At least until the comet hits." Hmm. I did not watch this as if it were a satirical film. I just watched it. And I liked it. Well, I got egg on my face day before the Film Gauge Awards. But I'm definitely not going to consider this a satire. Vanity Fair, quote, "Where Don't Look Up finds its strength is in its lead performances, which can't be undone even by the film's exhausting rapid-fire editing and McKay's aggressive indicating toward his own punchlines." McKay's aggressive indicating toward his own punchlines. Huh. Washington Post, quote, "Don't Look Up bristles with the combustible elements of absurdity, observational humor, and seething outrage that give the best political satires their edge." Hmm. Detroit News, not Detroit News, quote, "Don't Look Up is able to laugh at our culture, while also expressing deep concerns about the state we find ourselves in. It's here to wish you a very pleasant end of times." And that is me wishing you the best of the end of podcast. You know, it's funny. Everybody, all these professionals, and I guess everyone in the world besides me, thought of this film as a parody, a satire, a comedic look at our current cultural state. And I actually think it's actually a pretty pretty close representation. To be fair, I think it was spot on. I don't even think it was satirical. If there was a comet headed toward Earth, this is what it would look like. This is how the world would respond. That's not a satire, folks. That's real life. Just calling it like I see it. So as you peruse the political satire section of Netflix, make sure to check out Don't Look Up, which is a comedy, in my opinion, not, you know, what everyone else thinks it is. I think it's funny. And I think Adam McKay did a wonderful job and has a wonderful cast. And it is definitely worth the watch. You can watch it as a satire. I refuse because it's too close to reality. That's just me. But as the end of the world approaches, please remember, good luck and have fun.
American corn farmers, a proud and chosen profession inspired through generations. Tested, resilient, and committed to giving back as much as they're growing. Pushing the boundaries of what's possible with every bushel, while replenishing every increasingly precious resource, like the reduction of soil loss by 40% with every acre grown. In a world where sustainability matters more than ever, we need all the help we can get. And there's no greater resource than the capable hands of American corn farmers.